The empire's value is this. Power is the only goal worth striving for. The empire says, I will do whatever I have to do to stay on top. Herod the Great was the king of the Jews. He was the boss. His kingdom was given to him by the Roman Senate after he, as governor of Galilee, put down a Galilean bandit uprising. Herod ruled from 37 BCE until about 4 AC. Here are some of his great accomplishments. He rebuilt the city of Sebaste in honor of Augustus Caesar. He built Caesarea Maritima, a major port and Roman administrative center for the Romans in Palestine. He rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem, the one that Jesus was familiar with. He built many fortress prisons, which, because of his family infighting, became places of executions for members of his family. Eventually, Herod ordered the execution of one of his wives, three of his sons, and other members of his family. The empire says, I will do whatever I have to do to stay on top. So I will have wars and destruction. I will bring fear to the world. I want you to hate people who don't look and speak and believe as you do. I am strong and I have all the money and the resources. I can't be touched because I am the king. If I hear that another king is to be born, I will not hesitate to murder a few young boys to secure my empire. And then we will have peace, my peace. And then Mary said yes to the angel, and Jesus was born. God gave us a humble, helpless baby boy to lead us into God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a place where there won't be pain anymore, nor hunger, nor death. A place where everyone will have enough forever. God is establishing peace through justice, not violence. So the angel says, Joseph, don't drop the baby, Joseph. Angel says yes to the angel, protected the baby, and as a refugee took his family away to Egypt. Following the angel's guidance, they returned and settled in Nazareth, where Jesus was raised. The Gospel of Matthew doesn't provide any details how Jesus was raised, but he must have had some excellent help to grow into such a compassionate and godly man. I don't think Joseph dropped the baby. God's kingdom has begun. It is in every place that we help it to be. Joseph and the angel have passed the baby Jesus on to us, for us to carry into the world. We have eradicated diseases that used to kill millions, like smallpox and cholera, yellow fever and tuberculosis. Justice for the sick. We can see the ending of wars when we stand up to dictators and kings and demand justice for the people. We haven't stopped the violence part yet, but that will come. We have enough food to feed the world if we work out the distribution problems. Justice for the hungry. Justice will come to prisoners who have been wrongfully convicted. The homeless in our city will find homes if we open our hearts. These things will happen, but they will only happen if we listen to the angel when he says, Joseph, don't drop the baby. St. Augustine said this, God without us will not, we without God cannot. He was referring to the coming of the kingdom. We are part of the continuing of God's kingdom. If we sit on our hands and wait for God's kingdom to come, it will be a long time coming. We must help hold the baby because we are part of the kingdom. We must, through Christ, identify where the kingdom needs to be shared and help bring justice to that place. We are not doing this just by ourselves, but with the assistance of the Spirit of love and grace, and so we can do it. Here are two refugee stories to think about. UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency, says this: over half of the world's refugees are children. Many will spend their entire childhoods away from home, sometimes separated from their families. They may have witnessed or experienced violent acts, and in exile are at risk of abuse, neglect, violence, exploitation, trafficking, or military recruitment. Here's the first story. 9-year-old Naboth wears oversized rags in the refugee camp in Ethiopia, where she and her twin sister sought refuge after witnessing mass killings in South Sudan. She would like to become a teacher one day to help people live good lives. "I want to have money to buy clothes so that people will see me looking nice. I miss my black and white skirt the most. I used to wear it to church and sometimes to school, and I would feel so happy. One day at school, I heard the war and the guns. It sounded like tow, tow, tow. The soldiers came and fought the pupils, and I hid there for 3 days. My parents came and collected me, and we went home for 2 days. It was so nice and quiet, and we didn't think it would get noisy again. When it did, there was no time to think about clothes." Narart, 13, remembers a time when food was plentiful back in South Sudan. Now she takes her 1-year-old sister, Susanna, to a feeding center for malnourished children in Ethiopia's Lektor refugee camp, where over 45,000 South Sudanese refugees are living on a floodplain. Among children below the age of 5, almost 1 in 10 is malnourished. Often after spending days or weeks without food or shelter while fleeing violence at home. While the girls are at the feeding center, their mother is busy trying to find some onions or stock to make their daily meal of wheat more palatable. But Nayart dreams of eating tasty bread from back home. "The baby can't eat what big people eat, so she cries from hunger. When I see Susanna crying, I feel so lost and remember our home in South Sudan, where we could give her anything she wanted. We were much bigger there. I was massive. I don't want to be thin or fat. I just want to be in the middle. It was so hard coming here. Dad wasn't there and there was no food, so we just drank puddle water. The color was horrible. We drained it through our skirt to get some of the dirt out. It tasted horrid, but there was nothing else, and it made my mother cry seeing us drink it. We feel dizzy afterwards, but that might have been because of the hunger. My heart longs for bread and going to school every day, because when Susanna is sick, I have to care for her." So the angel says, "Joseph and Mike and St. Paul's, please don't drop the baby. Amen."